I'm curious, Paul. Do enlighten me.
Moira, the reason I added the word today was to try to make it a little bit more interesting than if it was just quality assurance. Then I thought to myself, that's not really going to be interesting enough, so I'll add a little bit more, and that was, and throughout the year. Because I thought, well, some people will be saying quality assurance today, that'll be no use to me tomorrow, so I better do something about it for the future. Many of you listeners weren't at work in the 1970s, or else you can't remember what it was like. And more of you can't remember the massive and huge change that took place during the 1980s in relation to how to produce motor cars. The relevance of this is that up until the 1980s, what happened on the production line of a motor car in a motor car factory was the production line ran, all these cars were being produced, and at the end of the line there was an inspector, the quality inspector. And the quality inspection team would examine the motor car and decide whether it was fit for to be carried on and eventually to be sold or not. And the ones that were a bit defective, they were taken away to be recycled or reworked. And along came the Japanese and found a way of designing quality in rather than inspecting quality out. Think of that, the difference between designing quality in and inspecting quality out. In the old system of inspecting quality out, nobody had the power or the authority to stop the production line in order to fix something. You left everything go past, even though it had a defect, because the inspector would take it away at the end. The Japanese discovered that you could actually design quality in, and that is how the term quality assurance was born. Let me leave out a whole lot of the rest of the history, except to tell you that what was radical and novel and revolutionary and caused a complete transformation in factory production lines in the 1980s has become old hat in the year 2020, and just about everybody is surrounded by quality assurance. Except you very seldom hear the word mentioned in Toastmasters International. Why? Why do we not hear more about quality assurance in Toastmasters International, and what on earth does it mean anyway? First of all, in order to work out what is quality assurance in Toastmasters International, we need to consider what is the mission. What is the reason for existence of Toastmasters? Many of you, of course, do not need to rush to your governing documents. You already know that the mission of Toastmasters International is to empower individuals to become more effective communicators and leaders. Very simple, to empower individuals to become more effective communicators and leaders. That's the mission. In other words, we provide a communications and leadership service to people who want to get more confident and achieve more personal and professional development. That's my words, the last part, a paraphrase. So that's the production line. We aim to invite people nicely onto a production line and let them get off anytime they want and stay on the production line for as long as they want and achieve personal and professional development. But how do we design quality in? I've been thinking about this because we are really and truly, when you think about it, quality is at the heart of everything we do. Could it be said that everything we do is quality assurance? Is that too radical? Quality assurance starts with your brand. You have a brand, and everything you do to protect your brand is quality assurance. I think that's easy enough to accept, isn't it? If you don't protect your brand, everything else will fall apart. Toastmasters International has a brand, it's what it stands for, it's its reputation, it's its values, it's a Toastmasters promise, it's all its systems and procedures, it's all its symbols, it's all its identity. Secondly, it has a culture. We have a culture in Toastmasters International. The maintenance and the fostering of the culture which we have and are so proud of in Toastmasters International, everything we do to ensure that that is healthy and its integrity is preserved. That is all quality assurance as well. And thirdly, in relation to these things, leadership. The existence of leadership, the nature of leadership, the quality of leadership, that is all quality assurance. Unless there is leadership, things will fall apart. Things will deviate from the required quality. Every bit of the organization will be doing its own thing. There'll be no consistency. Everything will become incongruent. That ends the possibility of achieving the mission. So they're the big words, brand, culture and leadership. Now let me get down to the nitty gritty in relation to this, and this is the reason why I brought it up. Training for members, that's quality assurance. There's never been so much training. Club committees, they're the people who usually get training. Members of club committees, if training isn't given, goodness knows what can happen to the quality. But a small amount of training is given. We're a voluntary organisation. It's not like as if we can afford to train everybody, or in a voluntary organisation that people would even be prepared to give masses and masses of time to training. But every single bit of training is about quality assurance. The support that area directors give to clubs, to club committees, continuously throughout the year, that's all quality assurance. Without the support and guidance, things may go perfectly well. But that's an accident. When the system works really well, the quality assurance system works really well, the area director has great rapport with the club and particularly the president, the vice president for education, but also the whole committee. And that's before we get on to other things. The area council, where all sorts of clubs are involved. That's quality assurance. Visits by area directors to clubs. Why do they do it? Area directors visit clubs because that's a quality assurance role. They're going down to observe and see what the quality is. They're going down to help the club nip in the bud things that are going off in the wrong direction. Keeping things within the parameters. Not rigidly fixing everything. Every club has its own character. One of the things quality assurance does, it calibrates what's going on. There's always variation, but it keeps the variation within acceptable limits. That's what quality is about. No two products are absolutely identical. No clubs are identical. But all clubs have certain things they're trying to achieve. Contests, all the efforts that are made to run contests. Contests are an opportunity for people to achieve personal and professional development, but they need to be run well. To achieve that, all the efforts by area directors, division directors and all the rest, all the guidance notes that are given for chief judges and for contest chairs and even for timers and sergeant at arms, all quality assurance. Checking that somebody's eligible to go in for a contest and all the ways of doing that, the software that's available, all quality assurance. We've got an academy in District 71, a training academy, a learning academy for Zoom, but also for other things. All quality assurance. The 18th of October, next Sunday, we're running a quality assurance event. Anthony Garvey, the District 71 Chief Judge, and myself are running a quality assurance opportunity. It's to provide guidance to contest chairs and chief judges and club presidents about contests and the roles, because we're some way through running contests and there are people who are being contest chair for the very first time. What's being done to help them to assure that their role is played in a quality way? That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about quality assurance throughout the whole of the year. Everything we do on Sunday at this quality assurance 90 minutes session guidance will be totally relevant to the next round of contests. It'll be relevant to the remaining area contests. It'll be relevant to the division contests. We need quality assurance and we need to design it in continuously throughout the year. Not just running it the night before, or certainly not doing it at the end of the year, saying, here are the 25 mistakes we made during the year that we mustn't make next year. No, design quality in. Well, Ted, I think that's the end of this particular segment. I probably chewed up all the time because of my passion for quality assurance.
You did very well.
Excellent, Paul. What time is that? What time is that on?
3 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
Can we record it?
Oh, it'll be recorded. Yes, you can.
Because the division director and the area directors should be sitting down a month before any contest and planning it and talking about these kind of things, right?
Quality speech contests have an interview by the contest chair with each of the contestants.
Yes.
This prepares the contestants for the interview they'll receive at the next level. It also gives contestants an opportunity to practice the skill of answering questions in front of a public audience. Last year, when we did the Area 3 contest, there were interviews with all of the contestants.